Mark Scar on KW Morning Conversation with our friend Joe Denham. How are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Here it comes. Here we go.
We're a week away. Can you believe it?
It's a week out. Next week this time, we'll be rocking and rolling and getting the campers in there and kicking the whole thing off.
Yes, indeed. And I was out at the site yesterday, and things are coming along nicely. And you've had a string of good weather to put up the stage and some of the VIP tents and some of the other stuff that's going to be happening as it gets closer and closer to the time. Let's go back a couple weeks and recap the poker run. How did that go?
Oh, the poker was a huge thing. A lot of people showed up, and they rode with us all day. We had a little bit of rain, but the weather was overall really great. And, man, it was a home run. A lot of people came out. I was real happy with it.
Awesome. And so that'll be a thing to look for next year, certainly. And last night, Joe, you interviewed Gucci the cow.
I've never interviewed a cow before, but you're right. Last night on Facebook Live, we interviewed Gucci the cow, who's going to be there. And I guess I get to ride him.
That's what I heard.
You believe that?
1,800 pounds, right?
1,800 pounds.
Eats bananas.
Up, taking
donuts. Dairy Queen, yes. And ate whole banana. Didn't even bother peeling them, just ate them.
I had a steer growing up, and we would used to give it to Orange Crush. He loved to drink Orange Crush. He would just take the bottle, lift it up, drink it, it was gone. It was like, you know, watching Luke Combs shotgun a beer, you know? It was just something like that. But, Gucci the cow. Come on.
So let's tell people, if they buy a VIP package, which they should definitely consider doing, what are some of the perks that that they'll get if they partake in that?
Well, there's going to be free beer in there. There's going to be free cocktails, and there's going to be free food in the VIP. It's a great lounge. It's decorated up nicely, as you saw yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to feel like you're on an island somewhere. So VIPs, I'm really excited about that. That's going to get you straight out in first come, first serve VIP seating around the ring. So there's about a big ring of seats right out there. It's going to get you right down there, you know. So I'd say get your VIPs, come hang out with us, and we got air conditioners on standby if it gets real hot. Looks like it's going to be up around the 80s in there, huh?
Yeah, sounds good. And in addition, Joe, people can get pit passes.
They get pit passes and get you right up next to the stage. We got an area right up there, about 600 people available. You have to be there day of to get them. They're first come, first serve as well, so you're there. You just go up there. You want to get right up by the stage, just go get your pit pass and get right up there by the stage. And they're good for the whole day. And you can stay down there, you know, from 5 o'clock till midnight if you want, see your favorite bands. And I've talked to some of the guys back in Nashville. Everybody's excited about being here, and we're ready for Iowa to bring it.
And then we get the Stillery stage before and after, every day and night for that matter, and there's going to be even more entertainment there.
Yeah, it's going to be about 40 hours of music and entertainment. That's going to be the stage out in the campground. And, there's going to be great bands on there as well, starting at noon every day, gone to 4. And then we'll go to the Big Bowl, like we've been saying, and see the rock stars, see the Jelly Roll, see the Dirt, see the Big and Rich and everyone. And then from midnight to 2, we're going to go back out to the campground stage and party out there. So it's going to be a full-on festival party blast.
Joe, let's feature a couple of the artists that are coming that we haven't talked about yet. Let's talk about Charlie Crockett.
Charlie Crockett, he is on fire right now. He's got a great underground following, and a lot of people are excited to see him. I'll be honest, I've seen him around town. He hangs out in East Nashville quite a bit, but I didn't know a lot about his music. And then I started checking him out, and I was like, wow, this guy's really, really great. So he's on track, and he's going to be there Saturday night, and I think everybody's really going to love his stuff.
How about Scotty Emmerich?
Scotty Emmerich is a monster songwriter, and he wrote a lot of the Toby Keith songs. So Scotty's just a machine. He's out on tour right now with Jimmy Buffett, opening for him. But you know, he wrote the song I Love This Bar and Beer for My Horses and just a ton of other hits, which he's going to be up there with us playing those hits on Saturday night.
There's going to be a Hillbilly Roundtable on Saturday with Joe and all his friends.
Roundtable of hillbilliness. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. I'm really looking forward to that show.
DenimFest.com. Get your tickets, whether it be general admission, VIP, pit passes. Even if you just want to come for a day, there's all sorts of options. You want to camp, you can do that. There's going to be a mullet contest. Man, it's just going to be off the chain. So
it's going to be so great. I can't wait. I'm going.
I think I'm going to be there too. As not to mention
it. There too. You're going to be on stage. It's going to be great. Yeah, get out there. Come for one day or come for all 3 days. We got plenty of room, and let's do this.
Awesome. DenimFest.com. Joe, we'll see you soon, my friend.
All right. Thank you, Mark.
That's Joe Denim. I'm Mark Scar. This is KW Morning Conversation.